Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jayden Forster.
And I'll tell you what, there's plenty of it going on. Jayden Forster, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning to you, PT.
I hope you've had a great week.
I have, yes. It's been a bit of a long one for me. I don't know why, but it just seems to be dragging on and on and on. So I'm looking forward to the weekend.
I'm not surprised. There's been so much entertainment news going on. We could delve into the Kevin Spacey thing. Sadly, Ray Liotta, a great American actor, has passed away at the age of 67. But of course, top of the heap, it's nearly over. It's drawing to a close. And I reckon Johnny might defeat Amber. The Depp Heard defamation trial is coming to an end, finally.
Yeah, to borrow a horse racing metaphor, we're just about to turn the final turn heading towards the winning post. And I think it could go right down to the line, but there might be a protest. Who knows? But one thing I do know is that the last 2 days have been very, very good if you are Johnny Depp and his legal team, especially yesterday morning when Kate Moss took the stand to deny Amber Heard's rumour that Johnny had pushed Kate down a flight of stairs while they were in Jamaica. She basically debunked that rumour in 4 minutes on the stand and potentially smashed a massive hole in Amber Heard's whole case. So Kate said that she actually slipped down the stairs and that Johnny came to her aid to assist her and to help her. So sort of a little bit along the lines of what you just said there. I think that this testimony from Kate could very well be the one thing here that changes everything in this case and could very well have been the one big thing that destroys Amber Heard's chances of winning this case. So still a little bit to play out here. We've got closing arguments today and tomorrow and then a verdict to come next week. So we'll wait and see.
Watch this space. I can't wait to see this movie. There's been positive praise for the upcoming Elvis movie at the Cannes Film Festival. Jayden Forster.
Yeah, great praise. The reviews that have been coming in from the critics too have been sort of good and great, ranging all the way through to basically spectacular and incredible. And there's a lot of praise around for Austin Butler, who's playing Elvis, a lot of praise around for everyone in the movie for that matter. And it actually received a 12-minute standing ovation at Cannes yesterday.
Wow.
And yeah, people might think that that's a bit over the top and the like. I sort of do as well. But I mean, it's Cannes. That sort of thing happens all the time. They basically jump up and down about everything. But look, you know, it's a promising sign. There's a lot of hype around about this movie at the moment. There'll be a lot more hype to come over the next couple of weeks with various premieres and press junkets planned. So expect to see a lot more of the Elvis movie coming up over the next couple of weeks before it hits the big screen towards the end of June.
All righty. And to wrap it up this morning, Hanson are on their way to Australia, but we're not talking about them. We're talking about the boss, Bruce Springsteen, coming back down under.
Yes, he's returning to Australia as part of his next big world tour, which will run through next year and then into 2024. We don't have any dates or any of his itinerary confirmed at this stage, but my tip is late next year into early 2024. So the warmer months around summer, our time, he's starting off in America at the start of the year, then going to Europe, then winging his way back to America, and then he'll be here, as far as I understand it, to round out the year and then into the start of 2024. So if you're a fan of Bruce Springsteen, look forward to that and pop it in the diary.
Yes, I got to see him twice, not once, but twice on the Born in the USA tour back in the early 80s. And then I saw him at what is now Marvel Stadium in Melbourne. And I tell you what, he is quite the performer and well worth seeing. His shows usually go in excess of 2.5 hours, thus the amount of hits he's had in his time. Jayden Forster, always great to catch up, and we will get some more entertainment news off you next Friday.
Thanks, PC. Have a good one.